What's up, guys? I'm back for our 18th Thinking Thursdays, and I'm bringing you news on how Australia is banning offensive content on social media, how retail stores are spying on you, how you can tell if a guy's a player just by looking at his face, a breakthrough Alzheimer's treatment, and lab-grown foie gras. Also, what does Kendrick Lamar and a mockingbird have in common? First up, some big news that no major news sites seem to be reporting on is that the Australian government has passed the Online Safety Bill 2021. With this bill, the government can force social media platforms to remove harmful or offensive material within 24 hours or else be fined hundreds of thousands of dollars. The bill was introduced to protect users against cyber abuse, revenge porn, and terrorist content, which is great, right? But it gives a lot of power to one person, the eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman Grant. Grant says that with her current power, she is unable to resolve the majority of cyber abuse complaints she receives. But people are pretty concerned that she alone gets to decide what is offensive and what isn't, based on whether an ordinary, reasonable person would find it offensive. In a climate where some people believe in microaggressions and that words are violence and others don't, it may be difficult to gauge what an ordinary, reasonable person would be offended by or not. What do you think? Is this a necessary move or just a further way to censor freedom of expression online? Speaking of technology encroaching on freedoms, did you know that many retail stores now use facial recognition technology? This tech can scan images of customers' and workers' faces and is usually used to prevent shoplifting, but some stores want to use it to identify loyalty club members, to track foot traffic, or to check an employee's productivity. Australia's outgoing Human Rights Commissioner Edward Santos said that we may be sliding into mass surveillance if we continue to embrace this technology, which is currently being used in 7-Eleven, for example. The US is having big issues with this tech. Only just last week, a young black girl was refused entry to a skating rink due to the scanner thinking she was someone banned from the venue. The technology just doesn't work that well on female faces or on people who aren't white. So next time you go and grab yourself a classic 7-Eleven Slurpee, you might want to think about how your privacy is getting slurped up by big, huge corporations. Are you concerned about this technology, or do you think it helps keep us safe? Speaking of facial recognition, a recent study shows that women can predict a man's interest in just a fling by looking at his face. Evolutionary psychologists at Macquarie Uni took photos of 103 people, in this case just white folk, and asked them about their sociosexuality, which is the technical term for how much one person is open to Netflix and chill, with no commitments, with multiple people. They found that dudes more willing to engage in these relationships had longer faces, higher foreheads, longer noses, and bigger eyes, which weirdly sounds like Adrian Brody. In another study, they took 65 participants and worked out that the women could recognize which men self-described as players. Interestingly, the men couldn't do the same for women's faces. So what about you? Can you tell which dude is more of a player? Personally, I couldn't tell the difference, but it's the guy on the right. Onto some more serious science news. The US has approved a new first-of-its-kind treatment for early on-stage dementia. Dementia is the second leading cause of death in Australia. Can you believe that? If any of you have had a loved one suffer from dementia, you know how devastating of a disease it can be. Currently, 250 people a day get diagnosed with it in Australia, and with our aging population, it's soon to be much more. Previously, we only had medications to treat the symptoms, not the underlying disease process of Alzheimer's. This drug, Aduhelm, works by reducing amyloid beta plaques in the brain. However, some studies have shown it didn't have any impact. So until we have more research done, Australia's TGA is unlikely to approve it. Nonetheless, aging experts like David Sinclair must be pretty happy, as the treatment could extend the health span, not just the lifespan, of so many people. See, what we have at the moment is people with longer lifespans with hearts that work great but brains that don't. David has co-written an article called The Economic Value of Targeting Aging, in which he shows that a slowdown in aging that increases life expectancy by 1 year is worth $38 trillion. US dollars, and by 10 years, that's 367 trillion. A baby born today in a high-income country is predicted to live to at least 90 years old. So treating aging as a curable disease must be a priority. Do you do anything in your daily life to help ward off the aging process? Next up, we've got some more news from scientists tinkering with cells. These young French scientists have grown foie gras in a lab, and it doesn't actually look too bad. See, one of the main challenges in creating lab-grown meat is emulating the texture of the muscle. But if you've ever tried foie gras, you'll know it's got texture that's smooth and fatty, that's more like butter. This French company, Gourmet, engineers faux meat by taking cells out of a freshly laid duck egg and placing them into a cultivator. The eggs are then fed with proteins, amino acids, and sugar, similar to the nutrients a duck would get on a farm. The cells are then harvested and transformed into foie gras, in a process that uses significantly less land and water than traditional methods, and best of all, no force feeding or slaughtering of the poor duckies. Look, if the French approve it, it must be pretty good because those people have bloody high standards when it comes to food. What about you? Would you give this foie gras a go? Lastly, guys, check out this incredible article written by Jennifer Willett. Her hubby was the last incredible scientist Think Inc. toured before borders closed, Professor Sean Carroll. Sean sent me the article because maybe one of the first things he learned about me on our tour is my love of hip-hop. The article is all about a recent paper that shows that the mockingbird follows similar musical rules to a human when it composes its songs. In the end, the researchers found the birds use timbre change, pitch change, stretching the transition, and squeezing the transition. Squeeze morphing is when one phrase is followed by a similar phrase performed much faster while maintaining the same timbre and pitch. Kendrick Lamar does this best in his song Duckworth, which is off his album Damn, which won him the Pulitzer Prize for Music Composition, which, by the way, was the first non-jazz or classical album to win the prize. Damn! That's all, guys, but you know I'm gonna plug our rad new TIA courses, Doing Good, an Introduction to Effective Altruism, and How to Be a Stoic, Ancient Wisdom for a Happier Life. And by the way, Sunday Extra had both Dr. Edward and Dr. Matthew, our teachers for our Stoicism courses, on their show, so you should check that out. Until next time, guys, take care. Peace.